Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Darren Daly here. Let me welcome my next guest. Now, we're going to talk about something I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and I think this is a great idea. So, first of all, I'd like to welcome Jane Parsley from Taunton Academy to the radio station. Hello, welcome to Tone FM.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, tell me a bit about what you do, first of all, up at Taunton Academy.
I work with the post 16 year 12 and 13 students. I also work in the classroom with some year 11 students and with children with special educational needs.
Excellent. Now, how are things going up at the academy? Because obviously, the last few years you've gone through some big changes, a lot of building work, yeah, and one thing and another. Are we all on track with everything now?
We are. We've just got a little bit more building to finish. We're having all new windows at the back of the school and we're refurbishing the gym and the hall. So everything should be by the this time next year, we should all be finished, but hopefully much, much sooner.
No more dumper trucks trailing the way up Cheddon Road then?
No more dumper trucks.
Brilliant.
Right.
And how was Ofsted for you, by the way?
Ofsted was fine.
Because I understand that in Somerset, pretty much everything has gone right up into a really good position.
Yeah.
Into the top 30 now. Is it top 30 or top 40, I think it is, in the country?
Probably 40,
yeah,
I expect. Yeah, we did really well. We've had good. Many Ofsted visits this year and we've come out at good.
Excellent.
So we're doing well. We're all working hard to make sure that we end up being outstanding, which
good.
Is what we are.
Now, there is always a lot of stuff going on up at Taunton Academy. And one of the things that I'm particularly keen on, and that's the reason for inviting you in, really, is this changeover day. This is basically, put it bluntly, where the students take over the role of the teachers for a whole day.
Yeah.
First of all, the whole concept of it. Just tell us a bit about the background.
We started this is our second year of doing it. It's on the 21st of November this year, Friday 21st of November. It is taken from the Children's Commissioner Takeover Day. The Children's Commission is...
So this is a national thing,
yes,
then?
Yes, it's a national thing. And the day gives children and young people the chance to work with adults for the day and be involved in decision-making. They benefit from the opportunity to experience the world of work and make their voices heard. And they also gain a fresh perspective on what they do. So we hope to break down the barriers between generations and encourage children for active involvement in the school.
So first of all, let's go back to last year. How was last year?
Last year was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We had a wonderful day. And we actually only took 3 weeks to prepare it last year, which was sort of like a bit rushed. But the children actually took over the staff for the day and it was they loved it. We loved it. It was a really successful day. But this year we've decided to go a little bit higher and a little bit bigger.
So how are you deciding which children does which job? Because no doubt there will be a lot of competition for somebody to be the headmaster for the day.
Yeah.
Headmistress. No, I know it's not. It's headmaster,
isn't it? Headmaster. The children are being nominated by their champion, which is like their form tutor.
Right.
To take part. Okay. For SLT, the senior management in the team, we... as the committee, we have our own committee doing the takeover day. We are nominating the students to take over the vice principal, the principal and the assistant heads of the school. We've already chosen the person to do the principal's job because he was chosen last year. And unfortunately, our principal was not able to take part. So he's doing that job this year. And he did it really, really well on his own last year.
Now, for somebody that is, let's say, replacing a German teacher, for example, how's that going to work?
They're going...
Are you going to get one of the students that's really competent with German
yeah,
to do it? Oh,
they've
brilliant.
Got a volunteer. Yeah. They want to do it. This is the whole thing about it. It's the children want to actually take part. So, like within their champion groups in the morning, they'll take over the champion's role, which is actually with all their champettes in the class, talking about different things they're going to do. And then the heads of the department will choose a child to actually take over one of the lessons for the day.
It sounds exhilarating.
It's brilliant.
When I first read it, my first impression of it was, and I don't mean this in a nasty way at all, because I know that you would make it a success anyway, was potential disaster, if you like, if you see what I mean, in terms of, my God, like the kids are taking control of
yeah,
the school.
Yeah.
But obviously it would be... sort of honed very well.
Yes,
you know,
it
it's not going to be a disaster, I know that, but initially. So that adds a heck of a lot of fun element to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've got lots of fundraising events to build us up to the 21st of November. We've got a, we've been doing a cold water bucket challenge every Friday for the champions. So this year, this week it'll be on Friday, it'll be the year 9 and 10 champions. So they bet the children sort of like nominate who they want and pay 20p towards the charities. We have got four charities this year, all to do with children. We've got the Conquest Centre for year 7. We have got...
that's the equestrian place, yeah, isn't it? Out on the 8358.
So that's a local charity. Then we've got Afghan children in year 8. So with Gaza, Children for Gaza, year 9 and year 10 and 11 are doing Stand Against Violence, which is obviously Adam Foraker, who's closely associated with the academy.
Just very quickly, are the teachers going to be becoming students for the day?
Yes, they are.
Are you going to wear school uniforms?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And are the students allowed to give detentions to the teachers if they misbehave in
probably
class?
Probably can put them in the isolation room for an extended
session.
Oh,
right. See, so, yeah, that's all changing. When I was at school, I used to get lines or my, what was it, 500-word essay. I would get punished a 500-word essay.
Right.
And you'd, or, you know, to go and do a 500-word essay would take... Well, it used to take me a couple of hours. So, yeah. And then you hand it to the teacher that was punishing you, and then they just rip it up in front of your face. Or lines, 100 lines, 1,000 lines, or whatever it
is.
I
must not.
Yeah, exactly. So isolation is what you get nowadays.
Isolation is what you get. And if you're really naughty, you get extended isolation. So you do an hour extra after school.
Right, okay. How does school compare to... What's that programme on TV, BBC show? I used to watch it all the time. I can't remember now. Not Grange Hill. There was a thing in the evenings.
Education Yorkshire?
No, not that. It was more of an ongoing series.
I know what you mean. Waterloo Road.
Waterloo Road. How does school these days compare with Waterloo Road?
There might be a little bit of similarity.
I always used to love comparing school for me with Grange Hill. When I grew up, Grange Hill was a really, really popular thing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this sounds really, really entertaining. And I would love it, right, if you came in again near the time, because it's November the
21st.
So we've got a few weeks away yet.
Yeah.
Come back in again. A few days before the event.
Okay.
Bring some of the students with you. I'm particularly interested
to
speak to the principal.
Okay.
And I'm particularly interested to speak to one other. So let's have a girl, let's have a boy, bring them back in.
Okay.
And then get them to come back in again.
Okay.
Okay, to find out how they got on through the day.
Can I just say that we have got a celebration assembly on that day in the afternoon, and we have got the mayor and mayoress coming in. And we've also got in contact with Kevin McLeod from Grand Designs, and he's been absolutely wonderful.
Is he going to come down?
He can't come down because he's filming the new series, but he sent us a card with a dissertation on the back, and he's sending us a cheque for our charities.
Wow.
And we're also hoping to get a message from Peter Andre.
Brilliant.
We have
excellent
contacts with Emily. So.
Well, he only lives down the road now,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, so Peter and Emily hopefully are sending a message to the children. So we have got... that will all happen in the performance in the afternoon, which is a celebration of the day.
It sounds very exciting. Okay. I'm very much looking forward to the complete results of all of this anyway, because I think it's a lot of fun. Thank you very much. My guest, Jane Parsley from Taunton Academy.
Thank you.